Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we're discussing all things British. We talk about Sophia Grace's baby reveal, UK Drag Race Rusical, the comedians of Great British Bake Off, our hopes for Marcus Butler's OnlyFans, and we recap the drunk behavior of the people next to us at the Jessie Ware concert. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
How are you?
Hello, Tyler.
How is my sweet little Corey-eth, Cooley-eth?
Sometimes I'm sweet, sometimes I'm sour.
Yeah? Tell me more. Do you find that you have a good balance of that, or do you lean one way or the other?
Yes, and?
Is there a third flavor to the mix? Sweet, sour, and?
Dumpling.
Oh, I thought you were going to just say dumpy.
Dumpy, yeah. Hey, you ever have a dump cake?
Dump cake. Dump cake? No, I don't think I have.
Have you ever had what's that?
What is a dump cake? Have you ever had a... No. What is a dump cake?
A dump cake is where you dump everything
in. You can't move on from that. Oh, dump everything? What do you mean?
You everything in the kitchen? Dump everything in and then you got a dump cake.
No, because baking is precise. I watch Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
If the instructions just said make a dump cake, everyone in the room would say, golly.
A dump cake? A dump cake is an American dessert, kind of like a cobbler, with a cake-like topping. It is named so because it is prepared by dumping ingredients into a cake pan with no mixing.
It's giving better than sex dessert, but even less organized.
Yes. Hey, what's your favorite of the three challenges on Great British Bake Off?
I have no preference. Hudson has strong preferences on I don't even know what they're called. And as we're watching every episode, he's like, oh, I love the blank.
Well, there's the showstopper.
That's the last
one. There's the technical, which is the second one.
The technical's the middle one.
I always forget what the first one's called.
Okay.
But okay. I love the technical. I am here for 12 people having to make the same exact thing and then them all being judged anonymously. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I do like that as well because it's a equalizer. And if you've done the work of being a real baker over time, you will have practiced a lot of different things. And so the technical is like, well, if you've ever made a whatever, you're lucky today because everyone's got to make one. So like some of them, if you haven't made it before, it's very good luck.
And I love that there's no instructions. I mean, yes, yeah. Fuck them.
I love when the instructions just say, make the cake or whatever the hell.
I think it should say, make it work.
Make it work.
Okay, bakers, make it work.
I mean, I do love... the showstopper because you get to see people's like creativity. But I feel bad for the people who, listen, baking is expensive. And to be able to practice your baking, that's even more expensive. And so the people who can really practice and practice and practice between the like the episodes and get it perfect, you can tell when they're like prepared and ready because they've been practicing. That has to cost a lot of money. And not everyone has the money to like, I don't know the process. Maybe they like give people a budget to practice, or I don't know.
I don't know any of the ins and outs of how that show is produced or filmed, but in my head, I picture them, they're baking for 2 days on the weekend, and then they take the train back to their little houses and their little villages.
With their thatched roofs.
With their thatched roofs and their stone chimneys. And then they all practice baking in their little homes, and then they all take the train back to the competition site.
I think so.
I have no idea, but that's the story I tell myself whenever I watch.
Yeah. Have you seen the clip of Joe Sugg fainting on Great British Bake
Off? I saw you posted it on something.
I posted it on TikTok, but it was, I don't even know why or how. I think somebody said he like saw blood or something. Or I don't know.
Why
so
was
British?
He baking with blood?
Well, I think he like cut his finger or something and saw blood. Maybe I've completely made this up. I don't know. If anybody's British and knows, let us know. If you're American and you know, keep it to yourself.
Was it a celebrity British Bake Off? Why was he there?
Yeah. Because it was celebrity British Break-Off. It was Mexican week.
It was like when we did Fear Factor.
Oh my God. Wait, they're Mexican week? Also, oh my God, the s'mores they just made? What the hell's going on in the UK? What is happening? Has nobody on set ever seen a s'more?
I liked the s'mores they made better than what we get.
I thought it looked like, I guess, restaurant chic, but like, get a grip. Get a grip. Get a grip. And Hudson's all like, I can't stand how they act like they're always talking about how making jokes about what's his name, Mr. Hollywood,
Paul Hollywood,
and how he's like Hudson is seeing through the veil of the production, warping the image of what's his name,
Paul Hollywood.
Joe Hollywood. Paul Hollywood.
I thought Paul Hollywood is like their Guy Fieri. And they kind of look alike.
It's their Simon Cowell.
No.
Isn't it?
Paul Hollywood looks just like Guy Fieri.
Well, Hudson was all not buying it about him being, you know, having the end-all be-all. And then he turn around 2 minutes later... Paul Hollywood gave somebody a handshake, which on the show means something special. And Hudson was like, oh my God, he got a handshake. I'm like, you are the reason. You're buying into it.
Hey,
the handshake means nothing.
Hey, this might be ageist.
Yeah.
But whenever Prue has to bite into something with a crunch, I just always think one of her teeth is going to grow.
It's not ageist. All ages can suffer from dental issues.
To be fair.
Which brings us to our first sponsor.
I just hate when they're like looking for a good snap on a biscuit. And I just am always like, someone is going to lose a tooth.
That would be good TV. I would like it. I wouldn't mind
need
it.
Prue to lose a tooth on camera.
The Pruth tooth?
Maybe that's what happened when Joe Sugg fainted. He can't handle the Pruth.
Well, how do you feel about the comedians? And I use air quotes.
The one looks just like... Oh, well, you're not going to know.
Careful. Careful.
The one looks like Whitney Rose's dad from Salt Lake City Housewives.
That's a string of words that I could not... You couldn't even point me in a direction.
I will. Well, you start talking and I'll start Googling it.
Well, okay. Great.
And I'm going to text you a picture.
Okay, well, great. I sit by my phone and I wait.
And
I'm eager to see.
And I'm going to send you a picture and you're going to tell me yes or no.
If I were on that show and somebody was coming up to me, it was getting... anytime I watch the show, it gives me flashbacks of when we had to like do confessionals on the fly on the race and had to like talk to the producers. And it really takes me to when I had to jump off the building and the camera guy was like, so how does it feel knowing that this is like, it's all coming down to you in this moment and it's your fault and blah, blah, blah. It's like, baby, I am in the middle of something.
I'm just trying to jump.
Whoa, the picture that you sent me. What is that? Is that a wig?
Whitney Rose's dad from Salt Lake City looks a little like the guy. I don't know either of those male comedians' names. I know the one guy was in Bridesmaids. Was that Bridesmaids?
That looks like the dad from Parent Trap, but wearing a emo wig. Do you see what I see?
His name is Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, I guess.
What's the movie? What's the movie with Rebel Wilson where she gets the tattoo of the tequila worm on her back?
Oh, yeah.
That guy plays her roommate in the movie, no?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Listen, I'm sure he is funny, and I'm sure he does a lot of humor and does humorous things.
Who?
Comedy.
Even. Both of the jokes, male perhaps. Comedians?
The one without hair.
Whitney Rose's dad doesn't do any jokes.
I don't find that on the show his humor
translates.
Shines. Yeah, I don't. I haven't yet laughed.
I used to like it when it was the two women, I think, and they would be all, on your mark, get set, peek. You know.
The emo looking one who has fun oversized sweaters.
Yeah. He wears a lot of garish clothing.
That's fine. I think I would feel calm around him, which is nice. I feel like he has a very nurturing personality. The other one, I'm just curious what he brings to the table. I have yet to see.
Let's tweet it at him. Let's try to get him fired.
I would feel uncomfortable if he were performing his bits at me while I'm trying to make a Samoa.
Not a bit. Would you be?
And I am yes and to the bit.
Would you be nervous if he bit you while you were trying to make a s'more?
I wouldn't be surprised. That's the problem. Thank you.
He's giving biter realness. Hey, speaking of things that bite.
No, I was going to say, speaking of things that are British.
Okay, yes.
There is one special British child who's all grown up.
Is it who?
Well, a child, an ex-child, also called an adult.
Okay.
Having their own child.
A child had a child's child?
Do you know that Gabby Hanna video?
No.
I'm sorry, not to bring it to Gabby Hanna. But there's a video, there's a TikTok of Gabby Hanna talking about seeing a homeless child on the street who adopted another homeless child on the street. But the way she tells the story on the TikTok, people have turned it into a drinking game, and each person is assigned a word. And so, like, one of them is, like, if she says child, you have to drink. If she says street, you have to drink, or blah, 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 blah. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I sure don't.
Okay, well, back to what I was talking about. There's a child who's all grown, an ex-child.
Is he 18?
Sophia Grace.
Oh, Sophia Grace.
Sophia Grace. Adult.
Sophia Grace has a baby?
She's announced she's pregnant with her first child.
No.
For those that are at home and don't know who we're talking about, who is Sophia Grace?
She was on Ellen. She was that little British girl. What did she sing? Super Bass or something?
Oh, yeah. This boy is for the boys of the boom systems.
Sophia Grace is expecting first child. Oh, my. What's Rosie up to? Oh, Rosie said congrats.
I thought you meant Rosie O'Donnell, and you're like, not Rosie O'Donnell sent a tweet.
No. You her friend. Wasn't there two of them? How
are they friends? Are they sisters? What are they related? Cousins, maybe? Play cousins.
I think it was sisters.
I actually think they're real cousins.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so here's a picture of Sophia Grace holding the
ultrasound.
What is it called? Yeah.
Ultrasound.
Ultra.
How old is she?
I don't know. Sophia.
Is this our whole
Grace age? She's 19. I'm sorry, but there are children at If you're 19, your frontal lobe hasn't finished developing.
When I was,
how are you about to start cooking up another frontal lobe in your womb when your frontal lobe is not done?
When I was 19, I still had my soft spot.
A child having a child. What'd you say? You still had a soft spot?
I said when I was 19, I still had my soft spot.
I never got rid of mine. The top of my head is just mush.
That's why you have a hook head.
Thank you. It's gravity has done its part.
Yeah. Your head
is flat on top.
You know it is Halloween season. You know when like a pumpkin sits out past Halloween and it starts to sink in?
Yeah.
That's what your
that's
head
how that's how white people age. That is how white people age. When I see a deformed pumpkin on a stoop, I think me next.
That's already
me now.
That's already what you look like.
I'm okay with it.
With your
I'm
soft
okay
spot
it.
Sinking in.
You know what? I was writing on my notes Sophia Grace, but when you said that, I was writing the word grace, and it's all about aging gracefully.
Yeah.
Like the pumpkin. Hey. Be the pumpkin.
So you wish her well. Did she pick a name yet or anything? Have they ever spoken out about Ellen the way any of the other kids who got like a check from Shutterfly have?
Who else has gotten a check from Shutterfly? Like, not me.
Jason.
Derulo?
Grayson Chance or something.
Jason Derulo fell down the stairs in the tent of Great British Bake Off.
How did... wasn't it always Shutterfly giving out money on Ellen? How do they have all that money?
Well,
do people use Shutterfly?
It was marketing budget. And they just used that as it was marketing. Look, we're talking about it right now.
Well, I don't know.
And it was and it was know. Worth their $10,000.
Let's go back to our. Let's go back to talking about things from the UK, hun.
Okay. So Sophia Grace and child with child.
We've only talked about British things this whole episode.
We could keep it there. You know what? UK Drag Race.
When you were, okay. Are you loving?
When you were what?
I'll save it.
Okay, well, let's go to the UK, honey.
Are you watching?
UK Drag Race season 4, I am watching and I am enjoying.
You know what? This is the first season that I didn't pick from the UK that I didn't pick the winner in the first episode. The other three?
Why has somebody that you picked to be the winner gone home?
No. I just don't think it was as recognizable as it was the last three times.
Okay. Well, I think did we make a prediction when the episode
I don't
when
think
the first
we've
episode
talked
aired?
About UK Drag Race yet this season on this podcast.
Okay. Well, what other podcasts are you on?
My other podcasts.
What do you mean? What? Do you have another?
Yeah, it's called Story Time with Corey Time.
Oh my. Count me out. Out of service, out of Africa? I wouldn't hang about.
And it's just me talking by myself. But instead of 30 minutes, it's 3 hours.
Jesus.
So do you have anyone you're rooting for other than me?
In life?
Yeah.
So of all the contestants, I really am enjoying... Black Peppa, Danny Beard.
And you
I want
you
to,
love Cheddar Gorgeous.
I want to love Cheddar Gorgeous. And I think they really set her up dirty with the first episode, acting like she is the queen to beat. Because so far, the experience of Cheddar Gorgeous has not lived up to the expectations that have been put upon me against my will about Cheddar Gorgeous. And I didn't even know anything about Cheddar Gorgeous. So, like, I think she has delivered on the runway, but has she had standout moments where I think this is our winner, baby?
Listen, that's my... No matter what the franchise, what the country, what the season, I always, like, get annoyed when somebody comes in and then I have to hear from all the other queens that they're, like, a huge star in New York. And it's somebody that I don't know because I agree. I feel like it always puts these, like...
Brita filter.
It always puts these, like, expectations around the person that are really high when I would just like to experience them in real time. And not necessarily need to hear that they are popular in New York.
Yeah, no, I get you. I agree. And I think often I'm like, just show, don't tell. Don't tell me who is like going to kill it in a lip sync. Like, that doesn't mean anything until I see it. And then half the time when I see it, it's like, you don't even see, girl, you know, they edit out the other contestant doing their backflips and shit just to like make you agree with the results and stuff. So like, I don't even know.
I want,
show us the full unedited lip syncs at always.
Two Steadicam side by side of the entire lip sync performance. Give us the full 3.5 minutes.
With that said, we had a Hruzical in the most recent episode, and you're all caught up, yes?
Yeah, I got nothing but time, baby.
Well, what did you think of the Hruzical? I loved it. I thought it was like, I thought it made sense. I understood what was going on, and I thought people shined. I don't like it when people are, I don't like it when contestants don't, like, when they mess up. I don't like that.
I was rooting for you.
I want everyone to do well. I enjoy when everyone does well. And so when people get to like do the casting of the Hruzical, and like, I never want anybody to do it in a mean way where somebody doesn't feel confident in what they're doing. Like, why don't you want your season's Hruzical to be bomb?
Even if you have to like, especially if you have to sing live, I'm like, let them all try their best.
Yeah. I thought Danny Beard will be on Broadway. Danny Beard will be, what does UK have a Broadway?
West End, baby.
Well, he is there. He will be there. Has he been there?
Been there, done that. I thought Danny was great. I loved her look on the runway this week. Incredible.
Well, there is just a charisma about Danny Beard that you cannot
deny.
Even if, yeah, you can't deny it, and you can't replicate it. You cannot. I mean, maybe you can like practice and become more confident, but there is a stage presence there that is like, that person, that queen can host anything. You can trust them to control an entire room. Not every queen in this cast can do that. I would say maybe nobody else in this cast can do that.
Hey.
That I would trust to be able to host a room? Who on this cast?
No one.
No one. I'm looking at
it. Hey, did you love John Burr's Blonde as the bird?
Loved. Loved. That is an interesting person. Also, I don't like when Rue doesn't like a drag queen's name.
I do.
Keep it to yourself.
I do. I will tell someone to their face, I hate your drag name.
No. That's rude. Drag is an expression of self. Chosen names are an expression of self. Drag names are chosen names in their own way. And so, like, girl, who are you, Miss RuPaul Charles, coming in here and telling people John Burrs is a bad name?
I told your mom I've hated every child she's named.
You know what? You are like Ru in so many
including
ways.
Including Chloe.
Fracking.
Old. Yeah. I'm enjoying this season. I agree with what you said. I thought it was a strong Hruzical. I appreciate the fact that the judges said they were really splitting hairs with the tops and bottoms this week. I really did think everybody like did well. Even the people who were nervous. Oh my God, were you eating?
I was eating, Your Honor. I dined. I fine dined.
Isn't Hudson a Dakota Schiffer fan? I wanted to text him and be like, she really did a great job on that.
She's really growing on me, and I think she's coming out of her shell in a lot. I love when queens come out of their shells over the course
of
the
season.
It's
fun to root for.
Yes, because like who they were when they walked in the workroom, to be able to see that growth over such a short period of time, it's like, oh, if you ever came back for All Stars, you would eat.
I was here for it. I was happy, and I was nervous about how the outcome of that lip sync was going to go because I liked both of those queens, but I was fine with what happened.
It's also interesting, I think, with like Dakota Schiffer, and I'm trying to see who else is kind of in the same vein of like a more quiet queen, more like not so like, you know, like Danny Beard, like in your face, loud, boisterous. Rarely do you see a more demure queen shine. And I think she's like kind of holding her own. So I liked
it. Do you think you would be demure? Do you think you could start being demure today?
Demure Manure.
Yeah.
That's a good drag name.
I don't think it is.
Demure Manure. Demure Manure.
You know who's not being demure?
Who?
Marcus.
The Queen.
Marcus Butler on OnlyFans.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Hold on. What? Hold on. Slow down.
You have a quarter chub?
I'm at least 2/3. OnlyFans, Marcus Butler. I can't even type fast enough. Marcus, are you serious? Are you joking?
Who's got the 9?
Is it real?
Who's got the 9? There's no way he's showing dick and balls.
Okay, well, there's a tweet here.
He might be showing abs and pecs.
There's a tweet here from Marcus Butler, April 27th, 2022, that says, might start in OnlyFans.
Yeah. You think he shows...
I'm replying right now.
You think he shows feet pics?
You know what? I know he's got great feet.
Do you think...
Not that I'm gauging the feet of my friends or my foes.
Do I have great feet? Well, let's give me an honest review.
Are you on WikiFeet?
Yes, and my score's ahead of yours.
Well, it's not comparable. Apples
it's
and oranges.
Not right, but it's okay.
Because you've never posted broken foot pics.
Is that?
Let me tell you.
Is that the majority of your content?
Delete any frozen foot pics. They will haunt you, and they will drag down your WikiFeet score when you someday become somebody who has a WikiFeet page.
Yeah.
So, okay, back to Marcus Butler OnlyFans.
Do you think he's showing Marcus butt?
Marcus butt.
Do you think he's showing cheeks?
I would hope so.
Now,
because like he is double cheeked up for the gods.
This says Marcus Butler. I've gone to his OnlyFans. I'm not logged in. I have not paid the $9.99 a month.
You know what?
He has.
Should we get him on the pod to talk about
it? He has 8 posts. Oh, wait. He has 12 media, 11 photos, and 1 vid.
Okay.
Oh. But I can't see any of it.
Okay.
If only I had $9.99.
I think we could crowdsource this.
Well, wait. This says Marcus Butler last seen on OnlyFans 8 minutes ago.
Oh,
he's up.
I'm up.
You could text him you up, but he would have to reply yes right now. He's up.
What? Okay. Well, if anybody wants to do the research, maybe I will do the research and report back.
Yeah. Please tell me.
Interesting. Is this a new
era?
Era of who else will we see on OnlyFans?
Well, Joe Sugg.
Hmm.
I think Prue.
Oh, as a collab?
I think Paul Hollywood has a OnlyFans.
Okay. No, thank you. Is OnlyFans like? Is it about to have its cameo era? I think it already is. It's there.
Is it?
But like, but only for hots.
Oh my God. The funny thing is I'm realizing the only other two things I had left to talk about also were about British.
Oh my God. Hey, wait, I have one that's, oh wait, no. Never mind. It's Manhattan. That's not in the UK. Okay. What is yours?
Well, I was going to talk about you, and I saw Jessie Ware in concert, and we're official werewolves now.
Is that what that is? Ooh!
Is that who Jessie Ware fans call themselves werewolves?
I don't know.
What
did you think of Jessie Ware? Had you seen her before? I forget.
No, I thought she was great. I thought her voice sounded great. I was glad that it was a small, intimate venue. There were some sound issues, but I blame the sound team, not her. I was Stony Baloney. I loved every minute. I got to dance. I got to wiggle. Hey, gay people in a GA section at a concert.
It's let's be more specific.
What did I say the other night?
Be more specific. Who? Which gay people?
Gay white men.
No. No, well, sure, but be more specific.
That are drunk and fucked up.
There it is. There it is.
Too drunk to function.
Because when you drink at when you drink out in public and it changes how you interact with strangers, it's almost never good. But drunk people always think it is good.
At a concert, there should be a 2-drink limit, first of all.
At a concert, there should be a drinking section.
Oh, actually, I would like that.
Like, keep them in a pen.
Keep them in a pen. Also, if you're a concert goer who shows up 5 minutes before the show starts and tries to push your way to the front of a GA section, you're going to hell. If there's a hell, you're there.
You're there, and unfortunately, your experience brought me with you.
If you were there, if you're making my concert experience hell, you're going to the actual hell.
Somebody at the venue got on her boyfriend's shoulders. Did you see that?
Within 2 seconds of the song starting.
I was like, this is a small venue. It's almost weird that you're that elevated. It was weird.
I was annoyed.
It had been a minute since I've gone to a normal human concert. I forgot how people behave.
People were on their worst behavior considering it was a Tuesday night.
It was a Tuesday night. People were drunk, whistling.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't even whistle at a stadium tour, let alone a small theater event. I can't whistle, period. And I even if I could, who needs to do that?
If you were one of the 3 annoying gays standing next to us.
They wouldn't know that they were.
No, one threw an ice chip at someone. One fell down because they were so drunk. One kept whistling with his fingers in his mouth.
I need you to know, if you drink in public, it is your duty to get it together. And if you're with somebody who's drinking in public, I will think the same of you unless you stop your friends from misbehaving.
Great.
And that's how I feel.
Hey, last thing.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think?
Wait, I didn't even get to talk about Jessie Ware. Jessie Ware's vocals, near perfect.
Very good.
Very rarely does an artist have a perfect performance for an entire concert. I think she did it.
You know who else has done it?
Vocally.
Sarah Bareilles, okay. Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood. All great vocal performers live. Gaga sounds great live.
Yeah, I thought that Gaga's latest tour was her best vocals I've ever heard.
T.
Back to Gaga.
Hey,
you know what else I liked about the Jessie Ware concert? The dancers. I thought
it was fun.
They had such a fun disco experience happening on stage.
It felt like six friends. Oh my God. It felt like 6 friends stoned in someone's living room with them all just singing and dancing and tambourines
and
a tapestry on the wall.
That would be such a cute staging for a concert that's for like a venue that size, of like creating a groovy den where like artists and creatives hang and dance and float, because like that's the vibe of the music. What I really found the strangest about the concert was the opener. Like,
yeah,
I love EDM. I love evil sounding EDM. I like dungeon.
You love pots dark. And pans.
I don't love pots and pans, but I do love like devil worshiping EDM. But as a opener for Jessie Ware, who is like a floaty disco stoned vibe, it was so jarring. It was confusing.
I just couldn't believe it was like a 40 minute set
of devil worshiping music.
they were pop remixes.
It was dark-sided.
Dark
bottoms
sided.
Up in the devil laughs.
it was
something to think about.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a good show. I don't think she's going many more places, so y'all can't see her, but if you can.
Well, if you ever get a chance, I would definitely see her, especially like at a festival. I bet it would be
I was thinking that
a very floaty, dancey vibe.
The whole time I was there, I was like, give her a small stage at a Coachella set. That would be fun.
Yes, because I was thinking this, how we saw what's her name?
Maggie Rogers
at Coachella on that one stage.
Yeah.
Like that is the place for her where it's like a nice, you know,
a vibe.
A floaty.
I was into it. Yeah. I let her play at Outside Lands this year, next year.
Hey, Corey was just in Los Angeles visiting his nephews. Mm-hmm. How was your trip? How was the trip with the boys?
Oh my God, the dogs loved me. They didn't even bark at me. Willie chose to sleep with me one night, and I didn't even have to like coax him or trick him into it. He just genuinely wanted it.
It was really sweet.
He was I'm sleeping down here.
I loved it, but I was upstairs nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, the lights are out. And if he wanted to come to where he usually sleeps, like, should we have a nightlight on the stairs? Like, I felt like my son was off at a slumber party.
They were all, Willie, time for bed. And I wasn't even all, Willie, stay with me. He just did it.
He like sheepishly wagged his tail and looked at us like, maybe I stay down with you. It was so cute. I was like, you can stay.
He cuddled next to me all night. It was precious.
Yeah.
And croutons.
Willie's independent. Crouton is not so much.
Crouton's just a cuddle pig in general. Crouton was laying all over me the whole time. It was very
they're
sweet
lovers.
Boys.
They are, they love humans. They are very cuddle buddies.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was fun.
Hey, wait. They're not British.
Willie is.
Crouton is Puerto Rican.
So. You never... But is it Willie go by Willard?
Willard?
Very British.
Yeah. Willie is kind of British. Is Jesse Ware British?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We really stayed on topic.
Yeah, I know. And I literally had one more topic, which you don't care about, but it was also involving British people.
The Queen? Did you hear?
No, it was Ed Sheeran keeps buying marble penis tables for his friends, and he bought one for Sam Smith and Elton John. Why does he keep buying marble penis tables for his friends?
For the queer people. The queer people in his life. You know what? Actually, I would take one. Ed?
Ed, hello.
Ed. give me.
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
Psychobabble versus the world? I mean, We don't have time.
We'll talk about it next week. So what? Let's write it down. What is it? Oh, the Canada versus the world.
It's on my list.
Is the first episode coming out by the time this goes live?
No, we have plenty of time.
We have time. Okay. Well, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me on vacation with you.
Woo! Yeah, we are going on vacation.
Crazy. Later, loser.
Bye.